Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, hour number three. If you'd like to weigh in, you can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So the top three stories here for you first. President Biden has asked the Supreme Court to approve the student loan forgiveness program. Yeah, he's like, come on now. Give me a win. Just come on. Can you just give me a win? I'd be surprised if they'd approve it. I mean, I know when it happened, I even said, look, might as well just fill it out. You never know, right? It might go through. My guess is it will not, though. But yeah, there you go. Then let's see here. There's many people who are trying to encourage the Biden administration to go ahead and declare an emergency pertaining to RSV. In fact, I was reading that Kansas City's hospitals are so overrun, they're calling it a triple-demic right now. The hospital beds are being used by people with the flu, by people with COVID, and people with RSV. Ooh, boy. All right. Then let's see here. Then we've got Qatar, which is where the World Cup is starting in 2 days. They've decided to ban beer sales at the stadiums. Remember, like a month ago, they came up with a plan where they said, if there's any unruly soccer fans, they're going to move them into a separate section and let them sober up. And then they could go back to their seat. Well, I guess the more they thought about it over the past month, they're like, man, there's just a lot of drunk. There's a lot of drunk fans. And so now they're just going to ban beer. Oh, boy. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic on the fives brought to you by Frontier Motors. We are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. Still seeing some slow moving traffic at the intersection of East Olive Road and North Palafox Street. The slowdowns are going to be if you are heading in the westbound direction towards North Palafox on Olive. This is going to be due to an accident. Other than that, we are checking in clear. Really nothing to slow you down on the 3 Mile Bridge, Garson Point Bridge, Highway 90 has cleared up. 98 in Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. We've seen some slight slowdowns in the westbound direction on 98 near College Parkway. But other than that, checking in clear. See something else, give me a call at 850-2626-111. Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. I saw this pertaining to Thanksgiving. 52% of us, so more than half of us, have at least one family member we'd like to ban from the holidays. What? You literally want to ban somebody from the holidays? Like, if you want to ban somebody from the holidays, like, seriously, text me. I need to know why. Like, what is it that's so bad? You're like, no, they don't need to be coming. They don't need to be showing up.
Like, what do they do at other holidays?
Yeah.
To get that status.
Yeah, it has to be something. Exactly. To get that status. What did they do at other holidays that renders them banned from future holidays, get-togethers? Like, how bad was it? And I don't know. I guess maybe I just don't. It's hard for me to understand. I don't have anybody I can think of that I'd be like, well, you and I are having some issues right now, and I don't want to see you for the holidays. I don't know. That just seems it's a little overboard. Well, looking at the list on the poll, the number one like family member that people want to ban for the holidays is an aunt, an aunt. Yeah, aunt so and so. They just don't want aunt so and so coming around to the. Okay. Next one would be an uncle. Next one is the nephew and then a cousin. Oh, all right. And the top reason, 15% said the number one cause to ban somebody from the holidays is lingering and unresolved family issues. Number two, personalities that clash. Number three, beliefs or values that don't line up. Number four, politics. 9% said, yeah, we don't see eye to eye. I want any of those MAGA people showing up. And then other people are like, I don't want any of those liberal crazy showing up. And so, yeah, there's that. And then 9% also said alcohol. Oh, okay. Aunt B and her liquor. I don't need no Aunt B coming around here all liquored up, like just being a little too flirty with the family members or a little tongue lashing to everybody. I don't need any of that. I don't know. I just still there's a lot right there. Wanting to ban family members from Thanksgiving, from the holidays. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, top trending news. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you would like to win a pair of tickets to go see the Rocky Mountain High Experience at John Denver Christmas starring Rick Schuler, it's going to be November 25th, Black Friday at the Sanger Theater. And if you would like to check out this John Denver tribute that's going to sing some of his classics like Rocky Mountain High, Leaving on a Jet Plane, Annie's Song, but also Christmas songs like Away in a Manger, Silent Night, Silver Bells. Well, then just text in to 850-437-1620. Text in Merry Christmas. That's right. Just text in Merry Christmas, and you could have a chance to win this pair of tickets. Just text it in to 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Just text in Merry Christmas, and you could have a chance to win these pair of tickets.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Qatar banning beer sales at the 8 stadiums where the World Cup soccer matches are going to be played starting on Sunday. The New York Times says Qatar officials decided suddenly today to ban those beer sales in the stadiums, which apparently reverses a policy that the World Cup organizers and Qatar had finalized in September. Alcohol is available in Qatar, more so than most Middle Eastern countries, but typically only served in hotel restaurants and bars, and it's illegal to drink anywhere else. The World Cup kicks off Sunday, expected to draw more than 1 million visitors, or was, maybe. I don't know. That might. Maybe people are going to change their mind now. The founder of failed blood testing startup Theranos is now being sentenced to 11 years in prison. In court today in California, Elizabeth Holmes said she was full of regret before learning her fate. She was found guilty on fraud charges late last year. Power restored in Ukraine now. 10 million people were disconnected yesterday. The country's Energy Research Center director says the situation there is continuing to improve. And just saw this, Al Roker apparently in the hospital now. He'd been absent from the Today Show for a few weeks and on Friday revealed he's been hospitalized due to having blood clots in his leg and lungs.
Oh, wow. All right. With that whole Qatar World Cup thing. So there's, I don't know how that's going to affect it. I mean, I know talking to a guy years ago who was a sports promoter. He said one of the reasons why professional sports games usually get much better attendance than college sports games is because a lot of college arenas and stadiums, particularly at that time, did not allow alcohol sales. And so it's like as soon as you allow alcohol sales, attendance goes up.
Right.
And so with the World Cup starting, you're talking about people from all over the world showing up. And a big thing a lot of them do is they like to drink their beer.
Oh, yeah.
While they root for their team.
Well, and it shocks me because of all the money that they'd be losing out on from it. I mean, you go to any of those stadiums, what's a beer? $6, $10?
Oh yeah, yeah,
maybe more.
They're hurting the stadium owners for sure on that one. But then the other aspect of it, the other part of it too, is that really it's like, I guess, Qatar's like. I mean, look, they made the announcement today, right? 2 days before, people have already traveled. People are already there. They're already making their travel plans. people aren't going to change their mind now. They're just going to be upset about it when they get there, you know, because at this point, they've already committed. They're headed there. If they made this announcement even a week ago or 2 weeks ago, then there would have been a whole bunch of people who would have canceled their plans. They just said, you know what, never mind, just going to watch it at home. Some people still would have showed up anyway, I think, but there's definitely a lot of people who are going to be disgruntled that they made their plans, already planned to go, and then they make this announcement. You know, that's the thing right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
We still have some slight delays. East Olive Road at North Palafox Street still showing some slowdowns going in the westbound direction going towards North Palafox Street. This is due to an accident that happened a little while ago. 98 is moving smoothly. That's throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, I do want to talk about the, jobs report for you coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Checking out the jobs report. Last 4 weeks has not been looking good. We've had an increase in the new filings for unemployment every single week. And bigger than that, we had an increase in the number of people on continued unemployment. This week turned around a little bit. That's good. Got a little bit of a correction. 6,000 fewer new filings for unemployment this week compared to the previous week. 26,000. Fewer people who are on continued unemployment. And continued unemployment, 26,604. So that's good because, look, I know some of these people who came off of continued unemployment is because they used up all their unemployment benefits and so they came off the rolls. They weren't able to find a job during that period of time. Some people just decided to stop looking for jobs, but usually the majority of the people who get off the unemployment rolls are because they found a job. So that's a very positive to see 26,000 people. That breaks a four-week streak where for 4 weeks it looked like there was more. So look, we had 200,000 people who got laid off this week. No, it was 199,600, so I'm rounding up. 200,000 people got laid off this week. But 26,000 fewer people on the continued unemployment rolls. That means we had probably around 230,000 people who got a job. So that's the positive stories right there, and that's what I would expect during this season where you get a lot of seasonal hiring. That's why it threw me off that we kept seeing the numbers go up and up and up and up. Here in Florida, by the way, we also continue to drop our numbers. They've been high. As far as unemployment numbers since Hurricane Ian, but they've continued to drop and drop and drop, and that's positive here as well. Florida, by the way, ranks number one in the country for attracting and developing a skilled workforce. We have the highest net migration, and we double the net migration of the next closest state, Texas. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. For News Radio Pensacola in your app store, you can download our mobile app where you can listen to the live stream anytime, anywhere. It has CarPlay as well, so you can just plug it in and listen to the stream that way. You can listen on demand to Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk with Jenna Barr in Pensacola Right Now, to the podcast we have on there. We also have links to our sister stations as well, ESPN Pensacola, Cat Country 98.7, and Cat Country's Christmas Playlist. All those links are on our in our mobile app, so you can listen to those streams through our mobile app as well. Just look for News Radio Pensacola in your app store. And top three stories here. Children's hospitals and other pediatric services are calling on President Biden to declare an emergency in response to the unprecedented RSV surge. They're starting to see hospitals being overwhelmed with both the flu, COVID, and RSV. The Biden administration has also asked the Supreme Court to allow the student loan debt forgiveness program, something that two judges now this past week alone have blocked. And Qatar has banned beer sales at the World Cup stadiums just 2 days before it begins. You might end up getting some riots over that one. You know how they riot after soccer games and stuff? Might have a little bit of that one going on there. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Let's talk some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NBA is underway right now. Miami Heat are beating Washington Wizards 38-35. On ESPN, the tip-off should happen any minute now between the Milwaukee Bucks and the 76ers. At 9 o'clock, you've got the Knicks playing the Golden State Warriors. And then NCAA football coming up at 8 o'clock. University of South Florida is going to be playing Tulsa at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. And then FS1 has San Diego State University playing the University of New Mexico at 8:45. Then NHL hockey's on ESPN Plus tonight at 9 o'clock. LA plays Vancouver. NCAA men's basketball, number 7, Duke is beating Delaware 38-31. Number 5, Baylor is playing number 16, Virginia. They're only leading by 2 points. That game's on ESPN 2. Earlier today, Virginia Tech beat Penn State. Coming up later tonight, number 8, UCLA plays number 19, Illinois on ESPNU. Then NCAA women's basketball, Loyola Marymount is playing number 18, Arizona tonight at 7:30. Then in high school football games tonight, this is a playoffs once again. Some of the teams got eliminated, but here's who's remaining. Northview is hosting Holmes County. Baker is playing at Chipley. Then in the 2S division, Pensacola Catholic is playing Florida State University High School. West Florida is playing at Sewanee. In 3S division, Pine Forest is hosting Choctawahatchee. Escambia is hosting Columbia. And that's all that's remaining in high school football. Tomorrow for college football, number 19 Florida State is playing Louisiana Raging Cajuns. That game's going to be at 11 o'clock. We have that game and the pregame right here on News Radio 92.3. University of Florida is playing Vanderbilt. Miami is playing number 9, Clemson. Number 8, Alabama is playing Austin Peay. Auburn is playing Western Kentucky. And USA is playing Southern Mississippi. In the NFL on Sunday, Jacksonville Jaguars and the Bucks are both off. The Saints are playing the Rams. And on Sunday Night Football, it's the Chiefs against the Chargers. On Monday Night Football, it's the 49ers against the Cardinals. Of course, then we go into next week. We get all those Thanksgiving Day games. In sports news, the Washington Commanders are going to honor the Virginia football players with helmet decals after the fatal shooting that happened this past week. Titans offensive coordinator Todd Downing helped the Titans beat the Packers last night, and then just a couple hours later was arrested for a DUI. Oh, boy. And the Bills canceled practice today due to the snow. They don't plan to leave for Detroit until Saturday. I don't know if you've seen the pictures of the Buffalo Bills stadium, but it is just... it is loaded up with snow. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. That is your sports hit. Coming up here next, we're going to get your CBS Sports Minute right after Traffic on the Fives.
Traffic on the Fives brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate. Everything's looking good on our roads with I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. 29 and 90 also looking good. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, and this traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate. Specializing in hunting and recreational properties, make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Big Green Egg. Shop online for free home delivery at biggreenegg.com. Aaron Rodgers sucks up all the oxygen in Green Bay. He was disappointing once again last night in a loss to the Titans. But Packers fans shouldn't limit the blame to their star quarterback. Every year they draft defense, and somehow the defense still isn't good. They made Ryan Tannehill look like Patrick Mahomes last night. Now the season looks lost. There's plenty of blame to go around, not just the quarterback. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Hey, Jim Rome here. If you want to experience the unmatched flavor of natural live fire grilling, then look no further than the Big Green Egg. Forget the pellets, the propane, the knockoffs. Roll with the best. An authentic Big Green Egg grill backed by a free lifetime warranty. Yes, lifetime. It's that good. Grill, roast, smoke, or bake. It is easy to light. It's simple to use. Shop online for free home delivery at biggreenegg.com. That's delivery to your door by a dealer in your community. Go to biggreenegg.com.
Okay, can I have everybody's attention for just a second?
Morgan's media planning firm just landed a multi-million dollar client.
Because we won the pitch.
She needs to staff up before trafficking hits a traffic jam.
So we're going to need research, planning, buying, obviously, and probably data analytics.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, got your weekend movie preview. But right now, it's time for today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, yes. Today's sign of the apocalypse is the FDA. I actually had something different. And then when we were reading some of the top stories going on in the news today, this one popped up. I'm like, that sounds like a sign of the apocalypse. For the first time in history, the FDA is giving the green light to meat grown in a laboratory. Huh? Yep. They're giving the green light to it, saying it's safe to eat. Ooh. The agency said in a notice on Wednesday that a cultivated chicken product made by Upside Foods is safe to eat. They evaluated the information submitted to the agency, and they have no further questions at this time about the firm's safety conclusion. And they said this is the CEO and founder of this company. They said U.S. consumers will soon have the chance to eat delicious meat that's grown directly from animal cells. Okay, so it is like, it's meat. So it's not like plant-based meat that's not really meat. It's meat. The cells from a single chicken allow for the cultivation of the same amount of poultry that now comes from hundreds of thousands of farmed birds. Okay. So although FDA has said the chicken is safe to eat, it is not yet approved to be sold yet. They still have to do some other things before they can take it to the market. But still, and I'm looking at some of the pictures. It looks like chicken. It just looks like chicken. But I guess it's, I don't know. This is lab-grown meat. So they basically took a chicken cell, and what, they cloned it or something? I don't know. Just, you know, kind of, I don't know about this. All right, that's your sign of the apocalypse. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Weekend movie preview. Stick around.
Not a soul up ahead and nothing behind. There's a desert in my blood and a storm in your eyes. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Will I remember the fight and I forget.
That's cool right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we've got our weekend movie preview coming up here in a minute. But first, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, the city of Pensacola is getting ready to get some money coming in for their Bayou Tahar Outfalls project. Now, they're going to get $6 million in restore funding, and it's going to be used to add 5 underground stormwater treatment units along the bayou. They say these units remove pollutants from all that stormwater, prevent it from getting into the Bayou Tahar watershed. So that should mean all the connected waterways and the bayou itself will have cleaner water. This funding expected to be finalized after 30 days. They have to go through a public comment period from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection.
Yeah, I saw that. It looks like a pretty solid venture right there to help clean up that water over there. So that's pretty nice. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's Friday. Let's talk some movies.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, weekend movie preview here for you. So there's one big movie in the theater that came out called The Menu. It's rated R. It's a horror comedy. Stars Nicholas Hoult, Anya Taylor-Joy, and Ralph Fiennes. So this horror comedy shows this couple, a young couple who travels to a remote island to eat at an exclusive restaurant run by a celebrity chef played by Ralph Fiennes. But when they get there, they learn that the menu comes with some shocking surprises and that the dozen guests will be lucky to escape with their lives. Ew. But since it's a comedy, it's a horror comedy. Doesn't that sound very comedy to me? It sounds scary. Slumberland is a new movie on Netflix for families. It's rated PG. It stars Jason Momoa and Kyle Chandler. A young girl discovers a secret map to the dream world of Slumberland. And with the help of an eccentric outlaw, she traverses dreams and flees nightmares with the hope that she will be able to see her late father again. Slumberland on Netflix, rated PG, family movie. And then The Wonder is a movie on Netflix starring Florence Pugh. It's a Netflix period drama that follows a nurse set from England to a remote village in 1862 Ireland in order to observe a young girl who has not eaten for months. As she tries to figure out why her patient miraculously survived without sustenance, she's haunted by demons of her own. It's called The Wonder. It's on Netflix as well. On some other streaming options out there, on Amazon Prime, there's a show called The People We Hate at the Wedding. The People We Hate at the Wedding. Got a pretty all-star cast here with Kristen Bell, Ben Platt, Allison Janney. And it says it's an Amazon Prime raunchy new comedy. Okay, raunchy. Raunchy new comedy about dysfunctional siblings and their ever-optimistic mother as they receive a surprise invite to their estranged British half-sister. And I guess to her place. So it's some sort of raunchy new comedy. All right. Disney Plus has The Santa Clauses. So you remember the Santa Claus movie? The Santa Claus 2? So now Disney Plus has a series starring Tim Allen called The Santa Clauses. It had a 2-episode premiere that came out this week. On HBO Max, the much talked about sequel to A Christmas Story. It's called A Christmas Story Christmas. Is now on HBO Max, and this is the sequel using all the same people, you know, 20, 30 years later. On Paramount Plus, a very interesting series that has come out on Paramount Plus, at least it looks interesting to me, is called Tulsa King. Have you seen this? Stars Sylvester Stallone. So it's a drama series that follows a New York mobster, played by Sylvester Stallone, when he gets released from prison and he's exiled, so he's forced to operate out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. So after being locked up for 25 years, he realizes that his original mob family's bonds don't run as deeply as they thought, leaving him on his own to build up a brand new crew from a slew of unlikely figures and outsiders in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay. It looks kind of funny to me, but it's like a mobster, like a funny mobster type thing. So, yeah, it's kind of an interesting one right there. And then Apple TV Plus, as we mentioned last week, they had this new movie called Spirited, starring Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell. And it's actually in theaters now. So you can see it on Apple TV Plus if you have that subscription. If you don't have the subscription, then you're able to go ahead and go to. It's in some theaters now, limited showings, but it's in theaters. And Mythic Quest Season 3, Episode 3 is out now as well on Apple TV Plus. So there you go. That's your weekend movie preview. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. We are checking in clear on all our local roads, including I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays. We do have gallery night tonight, so be aware that Palafox Place is going to be closed and you may see some traffic in downtown Pensacola. Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, checking in clear on 98. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111 with your traffic tip. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. There's a let me talk about this week in science real quick. Only got about a minute left. The Artemis 1 moon mission launched Wednesday morning, finally, after being canceled many times. It's unmanned. It's the most powerful rocket that NASA has, and it's unmanned, and it's going to do an orbit around the moon. It does not have any astronauts on board, so it's going to be completely electrical, like, you know, computerized, but it's going to do an orbit around the moon and then come home. But this is the big step into, like, if this is successful, then we're going to be much closer to being able to get to land on the moon by 2025. So there you go. Let's see here. A team of NASA thinks they believe they understand why aliens haven't made contact with us. They believe it's because complex civilizations will just destroy themselves before they could even reach out. Oh. According to researchers, they believe that women in ancient Egypt got lower back tattoos. That's right. The old tramp stamp. They believe that pregnant women and midwives got them as some sort of good luck charm to help them with childbirth. And finally, a team in Switzerland invented edible drones. They kind of look like paper airplanes, but they're made out of rice cakes. The wings are. And it has a little motor on it. So it's small like a paper airplane, but you can fly it into somebody who gets stranded, and then they could eat the wings for survival. Each drone is about 300 calories. So it's not a whole lot, but give them a little sustenance. There you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again on Monday. Bye-bye.